The ABCs of the Gospel. This is our final week. We've got to the end. Can you believe it? And we're going to look at our last five letters of the alphabet. And today is the letter U. And I want to tell you that we serve a God who understands us. There's such a lovely story in the olden days of a man who had a Model T Ford and he broke down in the middle of the road. And no matter what he did, he cranked, he played, he couldn't get his car to start. When all of a sudden this limousine rocked up and this little wiry man stood out and he said, "Can I help you?" And he went and he lifted the bonnet up and fixed, and suddenly the car started. And the man said, "How did you know what to do?" And the man replied, "My name is Henry Ford, and I was the designer of this Model T Ford." You see, when you know that you have a God that understands you, who's made you, who's formed you, then we can run to Him, whatever problems we have, because He understands us. I want to read to you Psalm 139 in the Passion Translation. Listen how beautiful this is. "You perceive every moment of my heart and soul, and you understand every thought before it even enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book, and you know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey even begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. You have laid your hand on me. This is just too wonderful, deep and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength." Isn't that just such a beautiful definition of understanding? To know He understands our past, our present, and our future, that He's protecting us, it gives us wonder and strength. You know, Jesus coming to earth wasn't just about a Savior being born and dying. It was also about Him living as a man, that He would understand what each one of us went through. Otherwise, they could have killed Him as a baby. They could have killed Him as a teenager. But Hebrews 4 declares this in verse 15. "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need." I'm going to finish off with it in the Passion Translation. It says, "He understands humanity. For as a man, our magnificent king, priest, was tempted in every way just as we are and conquered sin, so we now draw freely and boldly to where grace is enthroned to receive mercy's kiss and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our time of weakness." I'm here to remind you, He understands you. He understands your weaknesses. He understands your strength. He understands your circumstances. So run boldly to His throne room today as you experience a God who understands you. Do this and always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.